You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Columbus and D-Mac.
Nolan Arenado and the Rockies. By the way, the Rockies game has been canceled or moved to a doubleheader on Wednesday.
Because it always makes sense to preemptively cancel for weather.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you try to even play the game?
We'll have Spilly on after the top six talk about the Rockies and Nolan. And you know, coffee was good. How was your blueberry muffin that I got you?
It was great. I thought that was a nice little added bonus. I don't know. You certainly didn't have to do that out of the goodness of your heart. Although I don't really like the precedent that it set. I don't want to have any sort of comparisons of the goodness of the heart type of battles. You know?
I'll let you know. They've got a new protein box that's a chickpea. And
I'm a bare minimum bet kind of guy. I mean, I'm going to pay the bet that I made.
All right.
But I appreciated it.
Tomorrow we look at the Chargers, and that'll be interesting. Do you know what weeks those are, Richie, off the top of your head? Only because it's Tyrod Taylor or Herbert. Week 3, so that'll be with Tyrod Taylor, and that'll be with Herbert. All right, we look forward to that. Mount Columbus speak, here we go. It's easy to see the hope of Locke winning the job. It means he beat out a veteran when challenged, and perhaps maybe he's ready to pop. But if Teddy wins the job, what is the hope for Broncos country? Because I don't see it.
Mount Columbus. Speed.
Okay, I can give you the hope. If Teddy Bridgewater wins the job, it's because the Denver Broncos staff is not playing for the future. They are trying to win right now. They think that they can go to the playoffs this year. Because if it's about developing a guy, if it's about trying to go win a championship in the long run, there's no doubt about it that Drew Locke is the guy that you would choose. If you wanted to continue to develop him and you're okay with a little bit of up and down, then you would go with Drew Locke. But if Teddy Bridgewater wins the job, it's because you are saying that right now this year matters. So don't think for a second that you shouldn't be paying attention to every last game that's going on this year. If Teddy Bridgewater is your quarterback, the Broncos are trying to win this season. They're trying to go to the playoffs this season. So, I mean, can I sell you any sort of long-term hope on Teddy? No, I can't. I'm not going to lie to you. Teddy Bridgewater is not the answer. Nor do I think that he is some sort of significant upgrade from Drew Locke. Drew Locke has got the higher ceiling. Teddy Bridgewater has the lower floor. No, I said that wrong.
No, the higher floor.
Bridgewater has the higher floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. So, right. You know, you're not going to get as many mistakes from Teddy Bridgewater, but you're also not going to have the moments like it, week 17 against the Raiders that Drew Locke went out there and won the game. It could have won the game for you.
It'll be interesting if that's what it comes down to.
Oh, man. Official prediction, by the way, what I hope for versus what I predict are different. I hope that Drew Locke wins the job, because if Drew Locke wins the job, that's better for the long-term future of the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. There is still an outside chance that Drew Locke could be the answer to for the Denver Broncos at the quarterback spot. And if he wins the job, that hope remains alive, and that means that you potentially are not chasing a quarterback in a year's time. Oh. If Teddy Bridgewater wins the job, you are officially chasing a quarterback next year. Officially.
When we did the fan film room, you know what was cool? At least in these two games, we saw two NFL quarterbacks who led their team to 30, and the Broncos 31, but 30-point games. And we know that essentially you have to have an offense that's at least capable of scoring 30 points to win in this version of the NFL. And we saw it. So to me, why I felt a little bit better about things, watching the fan film room, and a little bit more positive about things, is I saw two quarterbacks that played pretty well in the National Football League under certain set of circumstances. I get it. They weren't, you know, some level of crazy superstar, Tyler. But certainly in these two games that we watched, they weren't bottom of the barrel. It wasn't pathetic. It wasn't horrible. It was two performances that were, arguably two bad coaching decisions and one selfish player away from winning.
The problem with both of those performances, though, D-Mac, is that no matter who you choose, if you put them at the top of your depth chart, you're writing it in pencil, and you're not using a Sharpie. Neither one of those guys gave you performance that said, oh, I can put this in Sharpie. I don't need to use the magnet. I don't need to move this name around. I don't need to erase it. This is my dude. It's a hope and a dream that either one of them will materialize into being a playoff caliber quarterback, because the reality is Teddy Bridgewater, we know who he is. And Drew Locke, we know that he has to get better.
Nolan was Nolan, and it wasn't great for me. But I'm turning a significant page.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
About, I don't believe you, but okay.
It's about Trevor Story.
Oh, you needed the GM to tell you.
And more of your text. I'm sick of the roller coaster ride. Yeah, no kidding. Duh. Had you drafted Josh Allen in 2018, see, that's somebody trying to.
Oh, red button.
Right. Forget it. You're sick of the roller coaster ride. Draft a first round quarterback and be done with it. Oh, you might have drafted Josh Allen.
You guys pressed the red button at break time.
All right, just Josh Allen. Now you start again. You just keep going. Instead of keeping going, the Broncos have yet to do it. Not yet. But go get Aaron Rodgers, and everything's cool.
I'm going to turn my red button off.
This is The Drive on the Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Yeah, it was weird. Running the third, it felt weird. It felt weird running the third and knowing that a lot of those guys that I kind of came up with are over there. All those little things just, you know, I didn't feel normal. You know, I felt normal against, you know, the Mets, but it didn't feel normal against the Rockies. You know, it just didn't feel right in a way.
He had doubles, home runs, played great defensively. Cardinals swept the Rockies. They jumped into first place. The Rockies plummeted to last place, or maintained their stranglehold on last place in the National League. They're not the worst team in baseball, Tyler. Thank God for the Detroit Tigers. But they're pretty darn close. And if you wanted to make a comparison between what
D-Mac.
Is and what was, it was on display this weekend.
You know, if you're not first, you're last.
That's right.
If you're not first, you're last. I mean, come on.
Man, son, that's silly. You could be second. You could be third. You could be all sorts of things. I'm pretty sure I was drunk when I told you that.
Oh, man. What an embarrassing deal. You go out, you play the Cardinals. Of course, you want to play well against Nolan if you're the organization. And, of course, Nolan was feeling it. I was actually really curious how Nolan was going to play. I really was.
He played well.
You know, he's got the reputation of not showing up in the playoffs, just showing up in the regular season, but not being there when it all mattered. And I was just sort of curious. Okay, let's see. You know that he's going to be feeling the pressure. He's going to want to have a big series. He had a great series.
He played well.
He played very, very well. Rockies look absolutely embarrassing. There's hardly anything to even update with the Rockies at this point. It's just flat out become an absolute joke. That's what it is. There is not an ounce of competitiveness in this team.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Well, you're ripping the players now more so.
Yeah, they're terrible.
What, you think?
Is that not our job? Do we not analyze if players are playing good or not?
All right, hold on. Do you think the players aren't playing hard, those that are on the team?
All right, competitiveness may be the wrong word. I don't mean the desire, but I do mean competitiveness. Yes. I stand by what I said. Desire is different than competitiveness. Competitiveness means you've got a chance to win baseball games. Desire is different. Do I think they're trying? Do I think they're giving their all? Sure, yeah. Of course they are.
Well, they certainly had a chance to win the games. I mean, they lost 5-0 in the first game. Okay.
Oh,
they
lost. You were turning.
Well, you're forcing me to defend them a little bit.
On what? What are you going to defend?
I think at the end of the day, really, it's just about the degree of talent. And yeah, what I was going to point out is I mean, in game two, they lost 9-8. I mean, that certainly was competitive, and then they just gave it away. And then they lost yesterday 2-0. It does seem that, okay, Nolan's Nolan and Nolan's great. Okay. But the reason why the Cardinals dominated the Rockies or won these three games wasn't primarily because of Nolan Arenado. I mean, there were two games the Rockies didn't score any runs.
I didn't say it was because of Nolan at all. I don't even understand what you're getting. Not see, normally I make fun of you, but now I feel a little bit sad. I don't even understand what you're getting sensitive about.
You feel
this
sad. Way. Well, I was about to dump on the Rockies, but you made me defend them just a little bit.
For what? D-Mac, look at their record. Look at the series. They're the second worst team in baseball. How could you say that that's competitive? I didn't say that they weren't trying hard. I said that they're not a competitive baseball team.
I think what happens in these bad situations with bad teams is you find and figure out a way as a bad team to lose.
Yeah.
And the games may not all be blowouts. They may be relatively close, but you just figure out a way one way. I mean, you lost 2-0. You scored zero runs.
How many teams are worse than them in the entire baseball? One. MLB.
Detroit Tigers.
Right.
Here's where I was going to go anyway, before you took just a total
inappropriate swing. Totally unfair on my behalf, wasn't it?
You took just a total crap on him. I mean, I was going to dump on him, but you just unloaded the dump truck on him.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I can't even argue.
I can't believe you just got sensitive.
You got me a little sensitive, but okay, fine. I hope they do trade Trevor Story.
Oh, they will.
Because what's the point? They are so far away in terms of talent that it's laughable to think that they're going to turn just because they keep Trevor Story. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, okay, I needed some time to sort of get there and see it for myself, and I got it. I see it for myself.
Well, good news, because Bill Schmitz already told you that he's going to trade him. He already said that, hey, when it comes to Trevor and a lot of players, but specifically he was talking about Trevor, that, yeah, you bring in these young players, you fall in love with them, and you dream about them being a part of the Rockies organization for their entire life, but the reality is it's not true. He didn't say that it's not always true. He said it's not true. So it's happening. He's going to get traded. Of course, that's the right thing to do for the Rockies, by the way. Without a doubt, it is.
Okay.
Keeping Trevor Story isn't going to make you any better than keeping Nolan Arenado is going to keep you better. I understand that part, and but at no point was I saying that Nolan was the difference maker. The Rockies are who the Rockies are.
They've lost three games in a row. They've lost five of their last seven. They've only won two road games. They are in last place in the National League, not NL West, National League. And they're playing the San Diego Padres eventually, who are super exciting and fun and great and all that.
It's in 2 days.
It's like, when do we play the Diamondbacks again?
Maybe
they're coming.
Win one or two.
They're coming eventually. But almost every single team, I'm just scrolling down the calendar, is, I mean, oh my gosh. There you go. There's your Rockies. I think I'm kind of done being an apologist. I think it's over.
No, you're not.
I think I am.
You just did it in this segment.
You forced me to.
No, I didn't.
I was going to go down that route anyway, and then you kind of pulled me into like trying to stick up for him. But
did I do that?
I thought
I was supporting you.
I thought I was supporting
in the direction you were headed.
I'm done. It doesn't matter. Did you see the bizarre Twitter beef I got into today, by the way, about baseball?
No.
I had somebody reach out to me, and there was a great article in the Denver Post about how many talented high school pitchers are in the state. And the question is, like, is it crazy that there's so many high school kids that can throw in the 90s here in the state of Colorado? And somebody said, well, why is that? Is it because of the altitude? And I said, it's more about the training and the coaching that these kids get before they even get to high school. High school play can be fun, but really high school doesn't have much to do with it in terms of pitching and being able to throw in the 90s. It's not because of high school. It's because of other reasons. And you would have thought I had backed over some high school coaches, baseball coaches, dog in the driveway, like questioning just everything about them and their sport and their effort and everything they put into the kids. And I wasn't at all. I was trying, perhaps very unsuccessfully, to just point out the amount of intense training and private work that goes into having a teenage kid being able to throw in the 90s.
Oh, you were arguing to specialize. That's what you were doing.
A little bit on that.
Wow.
Yeah. Because how do you do it then? Oh. How do you become...
Talk about pressing a red button when you know how to press the time that you can't press my red button.
Yeah, man. And it was, and I know who these coaches are too, by the way, that reached out. So, I mean, they're all good guys. They're all good guys. I know who they are. I know their programs. And there have been some incredible kids who have come out of their programs. But yeah, it was a question about specialization. And we'll get into it in the top six with DK Metcalf and what he was doing over the weekend. And I thought it was a great example of the difference between somebody who just can do something and is extraordinary at it and somebody who, you know, really focuses on things. It's still cool, but how do you actually reach that incredible top level? The top six is next.